This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The big push in higher ed the past, 10 years easy, has been getting more students into college. Increasingly, though, schools are being squeezed to make sure more of those students stick around and finish. It's not just for the tuition dollars either. Freshman retention rates are a factor in those all-important school rankings. And it turns out that about 30% of college students on average don't make it to sophomore year. So from the education desk at WYPR in Baltimore, Marketplace's Amy Scott tells the story of how one Maryland college made headlines, not the good kind, trying to change it.
Mount St. Mary's University sits on a hill in rural Emmitsburg, Maryland. The Catholic college has just under 1,700 undergraduate students and has struggled to keep them. Varunda Patel is a senior from nearby Frederick, Maryland.
We started off as a class of over 480, and now we're at a class of 367. It is an issue.
That's more than 100 students who've left the university, almost a quarter of the entering class. Fellow senior Molly McShalley says some were too far from home or decided college wasn't for them.
A lot of people didn't gel with the small school feel because it's kind of a shock to be here in Emmitsburg in the middle of nowhere with so few students that we have.
Under pressure to fix the falloff, Mount St. Mary's new president, Simon Newman, had a plan. Identify 20 to 25 freshmen who were at risk of dropping out and invite them to leave early with a refund. When faculty members objected, Newman said something the student newspaper got wind of and soon made national headlines. Quote, "You think of the students as cuddly bunnies, but you can't. You just have to drown the bunnies. Put a Glock to their heads." End quote. And Newman wanted this done early, within the first few weeks of the school year.
Before they needed to report statistics on the entering class to the federal government. So this way it would look like they had retained a large percentage of students.
That's John Schwenkler, a philosophy professor at Florida State University, who taught at Mount St. Mary's from 2010 to 13. He says at-risk students would be identified in part through a survey.
The survey would ask things like, how often have you felt depressed? How often have you felt disliked? Is your family facing financial difficulties? And use their responses from this survey to predict who was going to fail.
President Newman, who came to Mount St. Mary's from the private equity world, declined to be interviewed for this story and has since apologized for his comments. But it wasn't just the bunnies that got people upset. The first year of college is hard for a lot of students with all its social and academic adjustments, so much so that there's a whole center at the University of South Carolina dedicated to studying the first year experience. The center's Jennifer Koip says freshman year is the major leakage point in the educational pipeline.
And getting students over that first hurdle is critical to the long-term success.
Koip says there are lots of methods to help freshmen get through. Courses that teach study skills, peer mentoring, dorms where like-minded students live and study together. And Mount St. Mary's has support services like tutoring and counseling and a special committee for at-risk students. Koip says encouraging students to leave should be the last resort.
It's up to us as educators to make sure that we're using any number of different tools to coach a student through and support their success rather than perhaps coaching them out.
Particularly since the students most at risk tend to be the very ones colleges have been working harder to bring in.
The students who are most impacted by these challenges are often from minority backgrounds. They are often low-income students. They're often first-generation college students.
Michelle Asha Cooper is president of the Institute for Higher Education Policy, which focuses on college access and success. She says the situation at Mount St. Mary's shows one potential risk of the intense pressure on colleges to get students through,
which is then causing more and more people to question whether or not some students should be enrolled in college in the first place.
Grace Wagler is on track to be the first in her middle-class family to get a bachelor's degree. But when she arrived at Mount St. Mary's after having been homeschooled, everything was an adjustment. The food, the rigorous work, living with a roommate.
It wasn't just a struggle for me, it was traumatic. Every day I would call my mom sobbing, "I don't think I can do this."
Wagler says if she had taken that survey her first year, she might have ended up one of the bunnies.
If someone had told me when I was a freshman, "This is not a good fit for you, you should probably go," I would have gone.
She got help from a faculty advisor and stuck with it. She's a junior now and hoping the college will be known for more than the bunny scandal by the time she graduates. In Emmitsburg, Maryland, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.